Well, fabulous morning, my ACN family. My name is Larry Adler. I'm a regional director out of Maryland, and I'm humbled that I have once again been given the honor and privilege to share with you a few minutes this morning that I hope will bring insight, inspiration, and value to you as you start your Wednesday, October 4th. 10-4, good buddy. What's he talking about? 10-4 day, which is October the 4th, the fourth day of the 10th month, has been celebrated annually since 1977, and what does it do? It salutes radio operators, such as those who use CB radios, citizens band radios, like truckers and the police, who often use the code 10-4 when responding in the affirmative, like, I got it. So just a little bit of trivia for you this morning. So before I get started, I wanted to share with you I want to give it back to all the leaders who do the Mojo calls and to all of you who get on these Mojo calls too, because we all want to get better every day, as Darren Hardy says. And I also wanted to thank the Rhino, Alan Costner, for his earth-shaking mojo yesterday on being focused and how his laser focusing on getting to 200 points got him to 300 points. But let me tell you, I was all out of breath at the end and jumping up and down, yelling, preach! And because these mojos are so powerful, I don't want you to miss RVP Donna Perkins Mojo tomorrow morning. All right? Well, listen, I do need to get focused on this mojo. Wouldn't you all agree that all of us on this call started our ACN businesses because we have a goal, a why, a dream? So I want to give you 8 steps for turning your dreams into reality. And these steps come from a book called Follow Your Dreams by D. Conway Stone. It was written way back in 1995, and I discovered it in a box of personal development books my wife had purchased when she was in another networking company back in the 90s. So, let me ask you a question. What is your dream? You know, as kids, we all had big dreams and aspirations to become a doctor, a nurse, a lawyer, a football player, a musician, famous, wealthy, whatever. Listen, I had a dream of becoming a meteorologist when I was like 8 years old. I could barely pronounce the word, but that was my dream. In my teens, I wanted to be one of those DJs on the radio. Well, whatever happened to those big dreams you and I had? Well, as you know, life happened, and those dreams most likely got downsized to something more practical. This may have been due to real-life situations or the infamous dream stealers in our lives. They had a say in it. Well, if that's happened to you, I beseech you to start to dream again. And I believe that is happening because you are in ACN and you are on this call. So now that you are dreaming, have you written down your dream? Is it a little dream or is it a ginormous dream? Think if the world were perfect. If you had all the money in the world and all the time in the world, and if you knew you could not fail, what would you do? I repeat, what would you do if you knew you could not fail, especially in ACN? So if you're driving, that's okay, but if you're not, I want you to write down 3 dreams you would like to accomplish. For me, it's getting out of debt, becoming financially free so I can fund or build an orphanage for underprivileged children. Dreams are not something you pull out of your imagination, you know. Dreams are a reflection of what you value and believe. For example, if you value health and living a long time, you will have a dream of eating healthy and getting and staying in shape. If you value success, financial abundance, you will dream of owning a thriving ACN business or any other business, or actually becoming a senior vice president in ACN. So let's get into those 8 steps. Step number 1 is vision. The first steps to turning your dreams into reality is to establish a vision. And a vision is simply a picture of what you want to come true. The clearer the picture of your dream and the more details you can describe, the easier it is for your dreams to come true. See, the problem is that most people never take the time to think about the complete details of their dreams. They say, yeah, I got a dream, but you know, that's pretty much it. They don't really have it come into focus. So what will your dream look like as you begin your ACN journey today? What will it look like in 5 years, 10 years, and in 30 years? For me, prayerfully, I will still be around in 30 years. To crystallize your vision, a lot of us use vision boards or books. You know what? It's a tangible, visible representation of your dreams and goals. A vision board is a great tool to have to keep your dreams in front of you as you are on your ACN and your life journey. See, Scripture says, without a vision, people perish. But I'll add, with vision, people flourish. Step number two, bet your life. I attended a family's friend's funeral a while back, and the minister said that, you know, let's call this friend Fred, he lived to be 76 years, 2 days, and 17 minutes. And I thought, that was kind of an odd statement, but then it hit me. We do not have years to live. We have minutes to live, and we only have a limited number of these minutes to live. If you and I have a limited number of minutes to live on this earth, we better start living them for something worthwhile, like our dreams. I decided to take advantage of every moment of my life. So various studies have reported that almost half of Americans had no belief in their life that they would die for, and yet many of those people will go to work 8 to 10 hours a day, day after day, month after month, year after year, exchanging their lives for a paycheck, building someone else's dream. So, I mean, like, that's okay, but if we're going to exchange our lives for something, it might as well be something we want to do. It might as well be of value that can make a difference in this world. It might as well be our dreams. So the question comes, is your dream worth exchanging your life for? If you're going to exchange your time and energy for the fulfillment of your dream, then betting your life is exactly what you're doing. I'm betting my life on ACN. How about you? Step number three, focus. How many basketballs can you shoot accurately at once? Unless you were born with more than two arms and can shoot two with both hands at the same time and make the basket, the answer is one. The same is true with your dreams. It is impossible to follow all of them at once. If you do, you will not be able to do any of them well. In fact, you stand a good chance of not being able to do anything at all. You know, the saying goes, the person who chases two rabbits catches neither. If you focus on one goal or dream, you can be far more successful than those who try to do many things at once. You may want to do a lot of things, but if you are serious about pursuing your dream, especially in ACN, you must focus your efforts on that one dream. Focus on getting your next promotion in ACN. It could be a point promotion to increase your residual. It could be a promotion to your next level as an ETL, regional coordinator, regional director, regional vice president, or senior vice president. But focus on one at a time, one step at a time. Many people will try to pull you away from your focus, although they may have the best of intentions, such as inviting you for a night out with friends when you're close to your next promotion. But focus. Anything that pulls you away from your focus is death to your dream. You know, in our mindset training, we are told to make a decision. If you have decided to follow your dream in ACN, you will have to say no to those things that deter you from accomplishing your dream. It's easier to say no when you know what you have said yes to. When you have said yes to your dreams, it will be easier to say no to all the other opportunities that will distract you and take you away from your focus. Step number four, write it down. I've mentioned this before and you've heard it before. When you write something down, it takes on a life of its own. Something becomes clear in your mind exactly what you want. Your dreams become clear to you, and other people in your life will see this because they can read what you plan to accomplish. Write your dream as your mission statement and the steps you will take to implement and achieve it. Be as specific as you can regarding your process for achieving your plans and watch your dreams take on a life of their own. Dreams can and do come true. Step number five, strategy. For us in ACN and network marketing in general, the roadmap to success has already been laid out for us. All we have to do is follow the path that's been forged for us. Listen, we are so fortunate and blessed to have leaders and mentors at ACM that will advise us, guide us, and give us the strategies needed so we can achieve our dreams and goals in ACM. Regional Vice President Nancy Holzman dropped so many of the gold nuggets this past Monday night on how to strategically close out the rest of 2023 and create success in 2024. It was phenomenal. I'm sure that you'll agree if you were on it. So one of the most important strategies that we have in growing our businesses are the events. And you know, the Orlando Elevate event is just 17 days away. Can't believe that. Listen, you have got to be there. The presenters and top influencers of ACN are going to pour into you tips, techniques, and actionable strategies to take your business to the next level. Plus, just being all together and getting to see people in our Global Revolution family in three-dimensional, huggable real life is incredible. The strategy for you is to get as many people as you can to this event so they can see the big picture of ACN. They will begin to dream again, just like you did and I did when we all got started. Every time we go to an AC event, doesn't matter how long you've been in it, we all start to dream again. Step 6, expect to win. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "There has never been a winner who did not first expect to win." Again, we are so fortunate that ACN is a personal development program with a compensation plan attached. When we continually expose ourselves to positive people and feed our minds with positive, uplifting books, audios, and other materials, we grow as human beings. That growth creates the belief that moves us into action, which produces the results, that builds confidence to keep going and get better results. Believe and succeed. Our president, Greg Provenzano, has said, "We have to live our lives with expectancy." And I say to you, expect to win, and you will. Step number 7, persistence. If I were to ask you what you think about when you hear the word persistence, what would you say? If you were like most people, you would answer with a phrase like, "Just keep it going. Hanging in there. Just hang in there." Persistence is far more than just hanging in there. It involves moving forward with discipline despite any problems or obstacles we have. There are methods of persistence that go just beyond just hanging in there. One that I really connect with is just go as far as you can with the light you have. And I'll give you an example. So imagine, if you will, an old man with a long white beard and a long white robe with a tall staff, holding an old kerosene lamp. You can see what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so with his left hand on your left shoulder, you are walking through a dark woods on a crooked path. He removes his hand from your shoulder and says, "You walk ahead." "Wait, I can't see," you respond. "Sure you can," he says reassuringly. "Well, yes, I can see a little, but I can only see about 3 feet." And he replies calmly, "That's okay. Go as far as you can with the light you have." Trusting him, you walk down the path 3 feet. When you get to the end of the darkness and about to step into the dark, the old man lifts the lamp up high until you can see 3 more feet down the path. When you walk those 3 feet, the old man steps up a little and lifts the lamp higher. As soon as you walk as far as you can with the light you have, you are given more light with which to walk. This is so true with our dreams in ACN. When you complete the steps you have been given by your mentors to reach a certain goal or milestone, you will be given the next steps in your process. That's what's so awesome about our business. Everything is laid out for us to achieve our goals. And one of the 7 decisions in Andy Andrews' book, The Traveler's Gift, states, "I will persist without exception." This is good advice to follow. Step number 8. We started this 8-step process with talking about having a vision. Well, the last step in accomplishing your dreams is similar to the first. It is to have faith. By faith, I mean trusting yourself, trusting your dream, and trusting the process of life that will get you there. Faith is believing in your end result, before you get there. This is when a container ship leaves the harbors in New York heading for Hong Kong. The captain of the ship cannot see the harbor of Hong Kong for a full 99.9% of the journey. The captain does, however, believe that the Hong Kong harbor is there, and if he does the things that he's supposed to do, he will reach his destination. And the same is true for us at ACN. If we do the things we're supposed to do, getting customers and customer getters, we will reach our destination. This is faith, believing in something we cannot see. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the assurance of things not seen." Stephen Covey states in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, that effective people begin a project or dream with the end result in mind. In other words, they know what they want before they begin. Do you know what you want in ACN and in your life? Can you see the end result? Financial freedom, time and money together? Have a clear picture firmly planted in your mind so you can work specifically towards your goal. This is another way to describe faith. If you start with a picture of your dream, if you can see the end result, if you can believe in the fulfillment of your dream, you will increase dramatically the likelihood of that dream coming true. You too can have faith in the end result. Keep your eye on the end result, and you will move toward it. Believe in yourself. Believe in your dream. Believe in ACN. Believe in your leaders and mentors. And most importantly, believe in God. If God is your partner, you should make big plans. Because if you do, you are destined to be blessed without measure. The book again is Follow Your Dreams by D. Conway Stone. Thank you, everyone, for spending a few minutes with me this morning. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. I want everybody to have a super fabulous and blessed day. Take care.